Ron DeSantis, government pulling license of company that employed illegal alien semi-truck driver whose illegal U-turn allegedly killed three NFL. By Hannah Knudsen on August 22, 2025. The government is pulling the license of the company that employed the illegal alien semi-truck driver whose illegal U-turn allegedly resulted in the death of three individuals in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis, R., announced this week. We had an issue where you had an illegal alien truck driver that got a commercial driver's license in the state of California, employed by a California company, killed three people in Florida, DeSantis said during a discussion with Jesse Waters on Fox News. This guy didn't even speak English. We're bringing him up on charges. He's going to face a lot, and I can announce, Jesse, that I said initially, the company needs to be held accountable. The governor said, and we've been working with the federal government. And they are pulling the company's license to do business because you cannot employ somebody who cannot read the road signs. Officials in Florida quickly vowed accountability in the tragedy that occurred on Florida's Turnpike in St. Lucie County earlier this month. According to official reports, the northbound semi-truck allegedly crossed over all lanes. As the driver, an illegal alien identified as Harjinder Singh, attempted to perform an illegal U-turn using an official use-only turn opening. The driver, who was issued a commercial driver's license in the sanctuary state of California, is an illegal alien who illegally crossed the Mexico-United States border in 2018. A press release from the U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, later revealed that the driver does not even speak English. During FMCS's, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, interview with the driver, investigators administered an English Language Proficiency, ELP, assessment in accordance with FMCS guidance, the report revealed. The driver failed the assessment, providing correct responses to just 2 of 12 verbal questions and only accurately identifying one of 4 highway traffic signs. The report also found that California was not the only state involved. On July 15, 2023, Washington State issued the driver a regular full-term commercial driver's license, CDL. Asylum seekers or individuals without legal status are not eligible for this type of license. On July 23, 2024, California issued the driver a limited-term/non-domiciled CDL. FMCSA is investigating the issuance of this license to determine whether it was issued in accordance with federal regulations. If states had followed the rules, this driver would never have been behind the wheel and three precious lives would still be with us. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said in a statement paired with the preliminary report. This crash was a preventable tragedy directly caused by reckless decisions and compounded by despicable failures. Non-enforcement and radical immigration policies have turned the trucking industry into a lawless frontier, resulting in unqualified foreign drivers improperly acquiring licenses to operate 40-ton vehicles. He said, promising to use every tool at our disposal to hold these states and bad actors accountable. President Trump and I will restore safety to our roads, Duffy said. The families of the deceased deserve justice.